right. It's 6:28, so it's close enough. We're going to go ahead and get started because we're actually going to call a roll because I know there's some on the telephone call on the conference as well. So we'll go ahead and get started. And Madam Clerk, can you roll call, please?
Yes, sir. Chester Shell.
Yes.
Bobby Sherman.
Yes.
Jimbo Breland. Bonnie Land.
Yes.
Jeff Farber.
Yes.
Terry Dishman. Ray Hogg. Tommy Johnson.
Yes.
Tom Manero.
Yes. Who's with us?
Who just came?
Terry Dishman.
Terry Dishman. All right, that brings us up to 7. We have a quorum. All right, thank you everybody for coming and calling in. Everybody should have a copy of the Budget Committee agenda in our packets. Did we get another one come on?
It's me.
Hi, Brenda.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
We're just getting started.
Okay.
Did another one just come on, too, besides Brenda?
Gary Williams.
Gary Williams. All right. All right, Gary, we're just getting started, everybody. We'll go down the budget committee agenda here. Everybody should have had a copy of it. We'll do the budget transfers first. And
I want to announce, Chairman, before we get started, I just want to announce that every vote taken tonight will be a roll call vote. So that goes along with Executive Order 16 from the Governor's Office. So.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman. All right. The first budget transfer that we have on the docket is... Hello?
Hello.
Who else joined? Is that Jimbo?
Ray Hobbs.
Ray Hobbs.
Yes.
All right. We're just getting started.
Okay, that's fine. I tried to dial a couple of times. I guess it probably have to do it at 6:30. So, okay.
We got we're just going to go down the budget committee agenda, and we're just getting started with the budget transfers. The first transfer that we have from budget code 101, line 39,000 fund balance, a sum total of $50,000. We're transferring that to 54,490,499. That's other supplies and materials, and that is, that says FEMA, but I believe that is FEMA, correct?
That's EMA,
actually. EMA?
It's Winford's budget, the EMA, yeah.
Okay. All right, that's the EMA budget. And this is a balance that was transferred due to, while we're all scattered out right now, the COVID-19, this is supplies and readiness. We were just kind of being proactive and being prepared just in case something is needed.
Get a motion and a second.
Yep.
We can discuss.
Yeah, I'll need a motion and a second to so we can discuss it.
I love motion.
This is Terry. I'll make the motion.
All right. Well, I got a motion from Terry and a second from Chester. All right. Now that we have a motion and a second, is there any questions,
yes,
comments?
Sir.
Okay.
What kind of supplies are you planning on buying, or you got any idea of what may be involved in it? Is it more masks, respirators, or just a sort of light run across that?
Well, Winford, and can let Winford kind of talk to that if he wants. I mean, I kind of have an idea. But
I have to.
Let me start out. $2,900 of that money, we've spent about, it's not all come in, but about $11,000 of that has come in. I think we've got out about $15,000 right now. $2,900 of that was a wall that had to be built because Tennessee Health Department required separation between the testing site and everybody else. Is that accurate, Winfrey?
Yes.
So that was work, labor, and material.
Wrong.
And that work, so that was about that. Now, anything else, Winfrey? I'm really... So what we've ordered right now is I went ahead and ordered us a fogging machine. It's kind of like what Pete got for school down there.
That lousy to go.
Don't hear you talking.
Yeah, I hear it, buddy.
Yeah, I can't hear it either.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear Winfrey?
Yeah, I can hear you better.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what we've done so far is I ordered 3 5-gallon buckets of what's called AZ-25. And that is chemicals that we can use to decon buildings along with what the school is doing. It's kind of the same thing, maybe a different brand than what they use, but we can decon any of the buildings with that. Those are $5,000 per 5-gallon bucket. Okay. So, I'm sorry, $500
yes.
per 5.
Okay, that sounds better.
There you go. It's $100 a gallon. That's the,
right.
But you mix it at 4 ounces per gallon. We've ordered a fogger and then a fogging gun, which is battery operated, so we can walk through these buildings to put that out. The fogging machine, I think, was $585. The gun was $750, the battery operated gun. And those, I'm waiting on delivery.
And these are these fogging machines. I just want to be clear. This is a kind of like the thing. I've seen a couple of them in like news clips and stuff where some cities have used them
yes.
to walk through and sanitize doors and storefronts and stuff like that. And it's just a fog that okay.
It's a negative charge fog that sticks to surfaces. Winfrey, this has been. I have a question.
Does people have to be in level one suits or anything to put that out?
No. Okay, I just want to ask a question, take a step back. You and I talked at one of the EMA meetings that they had. Is it not correct that the state has given us an opportunity if we need items for readiness and the list is exhausted, that if we were to go ahead and purchase these things, we can get possibly up to 85% or more reimbursement? Is that correct?
Yes.
So is there a limit on what we can spend to do that?
As long as it's tied in for the COVID-19. There's three phases of it. There is the prep phase, which we're kind of still in, okay? Then there is the phase that if we had an outbreak during it, and then we'll have what's called the recovery phase. All three phases are covered.
So we could order things you said. You could also order... I mean, you could order vehicles, you could order supplies. I mean, anything that fits underneath that.
Yes,
thing.
Just like
right.
the EOC we set up at the building to get it supported, to carry supplies back and forth. That's where we can use we need a truck to be able to do that with.
So is this $50,000, do we have to come in every time we spend the money, or should we authorize more to cover potential things? How does that work? What's the process?
Well, we still got to abide by county purchasing rules.
Okay.
Yeah. So if it's not in the budget, then you would have to adjust it every time that I say, hey, look, we've got an item here that we need to buy, and it's $70,000. Okay? So you'd have to judge it each time.
Right.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me say this. Because we're under the state of emergency, we're encouraged to inventory up, so to speak, I'll use that word, for capital things that we might need going forward. So this, we can get reimbursed up to, I think it's 82.5%, Tommy?
Yes. So out of respect to that, a lot of discussion, a lot of information has come out about that. I would like to entertain the thought with Chester and Terry Dishman, who made the motion, that we amend this up to $250,000 with the premise of us purchasing things that we know we can use for the buyer situation we're under.
Right.
And going forward, we can get these items potentially the 82.5% refund back from the federal government.
Yep.
I would like that proposal to be considered under Terry's motion and Chester's second.
Well,
so what you're saying is I take my motion back on the $50,000, and I make the motion to not to exceed $250,000.
Yes, on the premise of working with the federal government for the reimbursement under the state of emergency plan.
I make that motion.
Well,
Keith, if they do that, you're going to have to amend the transfer, because the transfer only says $50,000, or make another transfer for another $200,000.
Transfer's been made.
It's been made.
Because the $50,000's already been made.
Make a new motion for $200,000.
Well.
Just do an amendment.
Can I ask one question?
We could certainly do an amendment.
You can do it like you said, but do the transfers in increments as you need it.
Well, can I ask one question about this?
Yes.
Yes. You know, we're talking about the walls in the place you call the emergency campfire.
Right.
So once it comes across through the center and goes out to the walls out, correct?
A separate amendment.
Or did you add more walls? How did I look at it? Okay. All right. Can we get more conservative with our vendor? What's he charging an hour to do this? Can we be conservative with the money we're spending on these vendors? Because we're getting way out of hand, kids, and you know it and I know it.
I don't know that, no.
Well,
$2.4 million. We're not getting out of hand.
I'm talking about,
so I disagree with you.
If you build one wall, Keith, that wall there, I've got a nail gun, I'm a carpenter. And I go up there and him walls.
You're not a carpenter, no.
But I'm just saying, the cost is...
$2,800, labor, two by six walls.
Well,
125 feet. You tell me what it costs, labor,
well, door. Well, I'm just saying, I think it's pretty expensive. And, you know, we need to look at that $10,000 we're spending and try to get this thing more conservative. We need to be discussing more on what we're spending. We're getting too loose with the money.
Is it correct that we have a capital funds project about $200,000 right now? Yes. And we're going to add another $50,000 to $100,000 possibly in our new budget?
Correct.
So if we're wrong and FEMA doesn't reimburse us, we've already had it budgeted for up to another $300,000, let's say.
$260,000.
I mean, why wouldn't we do another $300,000? If we use it, great, we get it reimbursed. If we don't, we've already budgeted for it. It's not any new funds. That'd be my opinion.
I just don't like
Tom, are you talking about budgeting in 101 or 171? The original $50,000 transfer was to 101. If you want to do it through capital projects, that's 171.
No, I'm saying
we do it
the same way. I'm just making the argument that if there's any, my concern was if we spend the money, and FEMA reimburses us, we're geniuses. That's the best thing we can ever do as commissioners.
Sure.
But if they don't, let's say there's some faux pas or some roadblock, we still already have the money budgeted for things we were going to buy anyway through capital projects.
Right.
So I don't think there's any risk. That's just my opinion.
So Terry, I'll go back to my statement. And, Brenda, you made the point. The $50,000, what we're looking at is a $50,000 budget transfer right now. It should stand on its own. However, we ought to consider another $250,000 amendment specifically for the virus purchases with the main focus of it coming back through reimbursements from the federal government.
Right.
So
does anybody, excuse me, put you through?
So really, Terry, I think your motion and Chester's second stands at $50,000 on what we're looking at.
Yep.
Then we make an additional amendment or additional budget transfer for $250,000.
We can take care of this first $50,000 first.
Yes.
Yes.
And not muddy the water.
Yep.
And let's do that because.
Could I ask a question sometime?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Does anybody know for a fact that we get the money back or we don't get the money back? I mean, it looks like somewhere along the line somebody should know the answer to that. From FEMA.
Okay, what I understand is, you know, they give so much. I don't know what percentage back, and they give so much back for a business that lost money. Is what I
Different. And Tommy touched on it. Per the guidelines, we understand today 82.5%.
It's 75 federal, 12.5 state, and 12.5 local.
Right.
That gives you 100%. Our 12.5% will be what's done on what we call an income. That's where I use the veteran volunteers who's manning the phones from 9 to 3 every day. We get to count their hours. That's donated time, but we get to use that as our portion of money to match that loan.
So, Gary, to answer your question, is as long as everyone follows the guidelines, 87.5% of that money will be reimbursed.
Well, that kind of sounds like a no-brainer then. I mean, really. But does anybody have a list of things we need made up anywhere?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
It's a lot bigger than $250,000,
probably. Yeah, okay. Well, I didn't know, so I was asked.
Well, this is Jimbo. Is there a limit on what we can spend and what we can't, or?
Nope. It's whatever we're willing to take the risk with.
I read somewhere worth $500,000.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of like Gary. It's a no-brainer. I mean, why? I mean,
Jimbo, I did read somewhere that there's like a guaranteed $500,000 to each county or something like that.
Well, also, Jimbo and Gary,
the
backup is that's why I brought up that we are, in case it's not, let's say the answer is no. We already have it budgeted for, so we're not in a position where we have spent money that we didn't have. That's why I can vote for it. And I don't know the answer if it's guaranteed or not, but I'm not that because if it's not, we still have it covered in our budget.
Yes.
I agree with that.
I agree.
So, yes. We need to take care of the 50,000 first.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, before we get too deep in the mud here, that we're going to leave. Well, I understand it. We're leaving the motion and the second that's on the table right now. So everybody's not confused. It is for $50,000, and that is the current motion that's on the table. Is there any other discussions or questions on this $50,000? There being none, Madam Clerk, we will do this roll call.
We are talking only to the Budget Committee, right?
Only the Budget Committee, yes.
Chester Shell.
Yes.
Bobby Sherman.
Yes.
Jimbo Greenland.
Yes.
Jeff Barber.
Yes.
Jay Ashman.
Yes.
Clay Hall.
Yes.
Tommy Johnson.
Yes.
Yes.
Motion passes. Now,
Ronnie Land didn't get the vote. I say yes too.
Oh, Ronnie Land. did you get Ray as well? I think I heard Ray.
I got Ray.
Yes. Yeah. I voted yes.
All right. Now, guys, before we jump back into the weeds on the 250. I'd like to go ahead and clear the docket and get these other transfers out of the way. The next item that you guys have on the agenda was a transfer from 101 39,000 fund balance, a total of $1,804.57, and that's transferring to 51,500.719 election office equipment. And I'll
that
need
was a grant that. Sorry.
Well, go ahead, Brenda. You can explain.
That was a grant that Jerry Ruth got for two computers that she bought for her office. That's in and out money. No new money.
Make a motion.
I make a motion.
Second.
Jimbo makes a motion.
Jimbo makes a motion. Who was
second,
the other one?
Terry.
Terry makes a second. Gotcha. All right. Any discussions on this? I think Brenda explained it. This was a grant that Jerry Ruth got for a couple of computers?
Yes, two.
Two. Any other questions or comments on this one? There being none. Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Yes.
Bobby Sherman?
Yes.
Jim O'Brien?
Yes.
Tony Land?
Yes.
Jeff Morgan?
Yes.
Tradition?
Yes.
Ray Hobbs?
I cannot hear. Yes.
Okay.
I can't hardly hear Connie.
Yes.
And Comanero?
Yes.
All right.
All right. Motion carries. The other item that we have, guys, is budget transfer from 39,000, budget code 101, sum total of $11,166.83. That's transferring from to 54110338 sheriff vehicle maintenance, and it's noted down there. This is an insurance reimbursement. I'll need a motion in a second.
A motion.
Got a motion from Chester.
Second.
Second. Who was that?
Land.
Land. All right. And the sheriff's in here.
Brenda will explain.
Brenda can explain. This is an insurance reimbursement from a vehicle accident. Is that correct?
Yes, a vehicle accident. That money's already in the fund balance, so there's no new money there.
Okay.
We've already received it.
Any questions or comments? There being none. Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Chester Shell?
Yes.
Bobby Sherman?
Yes.
James Freeland?
Yes.
Lonnie Land?
Yes.
Jeff Arden?
Yes.
Terry Gibson?
Yes.
Ray Hobbs?
Yes.
Tommy Johnson?
Yes.
Tommy Hero?
All right. Okay, guys, that's all of the transfers that we have on the docket, and before we move forward, I want to kind of circle back and open up the discussion some more about the additional transfer of the funds, or and I'll we'll need to actually waive the 5-day rule since this transfer is not in any of our packets. So we'll have.
I make the motion.
All right.
I second.
So we got Terry made the motion.
That's correct.
And Jimbo second.
Jimbo second. All right, so we waived the 5-day rule.
Mr. Chairman, I would make the motion then that we as a commission, let me ask one question before I make the motion. Winfred, the list that you have prepared, I know you've talked to the sheriff quite a bit, the county executive. What's the dollar amount right now that you're at?
I'm at $250,572. So I think I'm thinking that three would get, because that's not including putting the plexiglass on Charlotte's office for protection there. Or
what's the problem we cannot hear?
Winfrey's coming to the microphone.
Winfrey's coming to the mic.
Moment.
Hang on.
Okay.
The number I have right now is $250,572 is what we've got projected. Okay, that includes some items we've already bought, some we're looking to buy. Along with that, there's a couple of new items that came in today that is looking to put plexiglass barriers in Charlotte Cagle's office and also at the master's office, and that is just kind of like what you see at Walmart, that plastic barrier put up in front of that to kind of keep it sterile and sanitized between people talking. I don't have the cost on those. I hope to have them tomorrow. I don't think it'll be that big of a problem, but I'm at $250,000 right now. Say roughly $251,000. But there's a couple of more items we want to look at, and that's possibly putting in about 10 high-pack respiration systems. in case we need them. Okay, that's just getting ready. Once those items are done, then we can kind of divvy those out, maybe to some of the fire departments or something like that for external use after this is over and we get the money back. But I would think, right now, from what I'm looking at, I think a figure of around 300 to 1 would get us where we're at.
Then I would...
Ray Hobbs got a question.
Okay.
Would it not be appropriate for the budget committee to kind of have a list to look at before we start spending all $250,000?
Right.
We don't know we're going to get this money back for sure. It
right.
might be down the road a long way.
I know Winfred has a list, Ray. I know.
Do you know, Tommy, what it is? Does Tom Venero know what it is?
Yes.
Well, we
yes.
could read it off.
Yep.
We could print it out,
okay.
but the only risk is...
I just wonder why the rest of us don't have an idea what it is. I mean,
right.
are you meeting without all of us?
Well, we'll have Winfred read it out to you.
Okay. Are we meeting, though, without all of the budget people?
No, we have a full...
We have a full quorum.
No, I'm not talking about tonight. I'm talking about days before.
No.
Someone has to get together and make a list.
That's Winfred.
Good point.
That's Winfred's job.
Okay. Did Winfred just go to certain people and tell them
that's
what was on the list? Okay, go ahead and read the list. That's how I'll not muddy the water that much.
Director of the EMA. So he has the knowledge on our capital needs. It's based on a list that we get from PEMA and FEMA. And Winfred's put together a needs list that we already know that we need and we were going to budget for the years coming. But we have an opportunity to purchase these capital needs now and get 87.5% of what we buy back. Nothing is going to be on the list that we don't think we can get back. Now, again, it's not 100%, but we have $260,000 in our capital projects budget. 200 now, and then after this budget year, it'll be 260. So that was Tom's point earlier, that the money is really not a risk. We need to buy these things. I've not said we need to put any one thing down. This is not my list. But Winfred has put together a list. Winfred, would you go over that list, please, sir?
Okay, the two big items. I'm going to get them first. The two big items we've got on there is the jail security camera system, because the reason I put that on there, and that's at $150,000, is because of with the inmates and all like that not being able to see their families, if COE gets into an issue with shortages inside, this camera system can help him monitor those inmates. Okay.
Let me
go ahead.
Since you're discussing,
I want to bring that one up.
Let me. You're talking about this one.
Yes, the one.
Okay. Here's kind of where we're at on that. The camera system in the jail. We've talked about this for about a year and a half now. Is about 14 years old, and it needs to be replaced. We're getting antiquated with stuff. We were already discussing putting the money in to do that. So with this, Winfred came up with, you know, why would you not go ahead and try to put this in and pay for it out of this with the premise of maybe getting 87% of it back? So that's why that's in there.
Maybe we get it back.
Yes. Well, irregardless, we're going to be replacing that camera system at some point in the future. Whether we get the money back and we try to get it here or we decide to go on our own and buy it, we're still going to spend that money because the jail system will need upgrading. As Coy said, it's 14 years old.
And then also, we put on here for two pickup trucks. Those are to move supplies between us and Tennessee Health. That is also to set up for traffic barriers as needed, because I do have on here also to purchase traffic cones okay? Because working with Tennessee Health, that this testing is not going to stop. They're going to increase the testing, wanting more people to test, and we're looking at them having to move back up to the building. What do y'all call that?
The ELC building.
The ELC building, but it's the building that's up behind Mont Humble to be able to line that area with traffic cones and people watching the traffic and monitoring it as it comes through. Also, inside the ELC building that we're using right now, we need tables and chairs. I've got those on there. All right. Cat 6E wire to do any wiring for computers we need or electronics or anything like that. Mask and filters. Those are for the respirator mask, and it's also the N95 filters. Those are about $100 a mask. I had about 300 masks when we started, okay? That's why we kind of got ahead of this. We had them in storage. Those are gone. So I'm looking to replace those. Those masks were bought at 85 cents a piece. Now we can't get them for less than about $6.85 a piece. Okay. Ink printers for our computers and our printers we're using. I'm also putting that on there. The fogger that I talked to you about a while ago and the sanitizer, that's on there. Our packs, was talking about those. So that gets us in the neighborhood of around 250. That building, I know Chester asked me to go about talking about that wall, but also, and earlier today, talked with Bobby Sherman. If we got a plan for it, if it don't happen, and they're paying for it, you know, we can request it back. But that's also a building, the way it's laid out right now with that one wall, we could add on to it and actually have a place if we needed to set up for a temporary hospital or a place to put people also, if needed be, with along with Tennessee Health and those working it. But that's a whole other story on that part if we had to go that route. That's where we'd have to come back to the commission to work it.
For the sake of further discussion, I'd make the motion that we make a transfer up to $300,000 with the premise of getting this money back at 87.5%. And Brenda, I would think this would go into the EMA other supplies and materials in 101. Is that correct?
Well, that's a question, too. Winfred, do you think you can get all this ordered and in to be paid for before June the 30th? Because if it's going to happen after June the 30th, it needs to be budgeted in next year's budget. We can only budget it this year if we're going to get it in and get it paid for prior to June the 30th.
As soon as you give the approval, I'll start to order tomorrow.
So the motion would be
okay.
In this year's budget, in the EMA budget.
In 101 then, so we're doing nothing with 171 capital projects at this point, right?
It'd be 101, 39,000 fund balance to 101, 54,494.99, EMA other supplies and materials.
Yep.
That's
okay, Winfred, that $300,000 number you had, is that above and beyond the $50,000 we've already done, or is that inclusive of that $50,000?
Oh, that's the extra because we've already spent part of that. That still gives
us
a little bit of leeway.
Okay, then, Keith, we're also going to have to do a transfer on the other side for the revenue if we think we might get the money back in this fiscal year. Now, if the money's not going to come in until next fiscal year, you'll have to make the revenue side in next fiscal year's budget.
Let me say this at this point. We've been through this twice before since I've been here for the last 9 years. Both times we were reimbursed at 87.5%. So I'm confident if we follow the procedures and what's in those guidelines on what we can buy, they will be reimbursed. Again, I'm not an emergency service guy, but you guys are, so we're dependent on you guys. Now, I would say, Brenda, that the revenue will not come in until next year's budget.
Okay.
Historically,
now we're talking about, we said there was no limit, so if we're talking about $350,000 total, right?
Yes.
Of what we're planning on spending, it's going to be $350 total, right?
Yes.
So then we're going to have to, in next year's budget then, we need to make sure it's budgeted on the revenue side for about 306, a little over $306,000. That's 87.5% of 350,000.
Correct. Yep. Correct. And guys, let me remind you guys, this is an opportunity that we're looking at. I mean, to get reimbursed at 87.5% on capital needs that we have, especially the $150,000 on the camera situation, that money in capital projects right now has been put there to pay for that, Sheriff. Is that
right?
Right.
That's correct.
But we have the opportunity to get this back. There will be risk getting it back, but I would venture to say we're 95% that we will get this money back. So.
Yep.
I'll second.
All right. All right. Motion from Tommy and a second from Tom. To transfer up to $300,000.
Let me explain my second. If this is too much money, anyone on the budget committee can vote no. Here's why I'm voting yes. If you take the $350,000 and we don't get it back, let's say 87.5%, we don't get back, $262,000. We have that in a $200,000 in our capital budget. We're going to have another minimum of $60,000 budgeted in 2020, 2021 for capital projects, things we would have spent anyway. So we either try to get 87.5% back or we don't, and either way, we spend the $350,000.
Yep.
And the budget committee can always disapprove or not approve transfer. So if that's a vote no, I mean, that's okay. But that's why I'm voting yes. I don't like to spend the money either, but I know we're going to spend it anyway.
Yep.
Hey, Keith, is there a time limit on this money getting back 87%, or?
They will do it within a year. I would say a calendar year. Brenda, is that typically what the?
Usually. That's why you have to be careful about what fiscal year you're doing it in. So if we start this in May, we'll probably have until next May to get the money back, or at least apply for it.
Right.
So after June, if we need more money, we can allocate it in our budget then, or do we need to do that before we present our budget for June?
We can do that in June, yes.
Yep.
Okay. I say yes. I mean.
All right. Well, I've got a motion in a second, and we've had some good discussions on it. So, at this point, does anyone else have any other comments or questions?
I've got one question, Ray Hobbs.
Okay, Ray.
Keith and the mayor, of course, they're following the governor's guidelines and stuff. They're making the decisions. What about the city's part?
Well, the city gets none of these, what we're ordering. They get absolutely zero of these things.
Even their fire department
gets
zero. Yeah, their fire department does not get
anything
either. No. This is
strictly county, Ms. Tops. Okay, the city has no way. I mean, they don't have to fund nothing like this.
They will have to apply for their own grants.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they
okay.
Have
all right.
Own budget and
yeah, none of this goes to the city of Dunlap.
Yep.
And I know you live in the city, but I'm sorry.
Any other questions or comments? There being none, Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Chester Steele?
No.
Bobby Sherman?
Yes.
Hugo Breland?
Yes.
Wally Land?
Yes.
Jeff Barber?
Yes.
Harry
Dishman? Yes.
Ray Hobbs?
No.
Tommy Johnson?
Yes.
Tom Nero?
Yes.
Seven and two. All right, motion carries. All right. Thank you, guys. The next thing that we have on the agenda, guys, is, and I'm sorry we're running a little bit longer than I thought, is ballpark maintenance bid. The
state surplus grant.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. State surplus grant.
Let me take that, Chairman.
Okay.
Keith. Now, we have been notified the state of Tennessee has a surplus of revenue of about $500 million. The governor is kicking back to counties $200 million of that to aid in support for economic reasons relative to the COVID crisis, that sort of thing. Our county and city are going to receive $750,000. The county will get back $615,360. Another reason that now those monies have to be, they'll have to be a list of things to come up with to use that money on. But that we will get that money. I can't tell you when it's going to come. I would assume in next year's budget, probably in the August or September time period. Now, I just want to make notice, you see that Beth Jones, and she is going to administer these grants. There's no match. We are going to get this money. You can see attached is the governor's local government support grant list here of what we can spend the money on. I know speaking with several one-on-one commissioners, we think that our highway department should get at least, and that'll be up to this commission, 50% of those funds, possibly more. But the committee would be garnered to see how those monies went out, and I would assume the budget committee would determine, you know, how that money went. But I can see our highway department and some other things, that money going for. Ball fields, parks, greenways, things like that. So we can pick, but certainly our highway department. Now, there's nothing to vote on there. I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
Right. And that was, you stole my thunder because that was the thing. There's no action to be taken by the committee tonight on this because we haven't received the funds yet. We will take action whenever once we receive the funds and follow the guidelines on what that money can be spent on.
I'd also like to add, based on this, Keith, Beth Jones put in there, some of those prior items we just discussed, if they're not covered by the grant, we might actually be able to get it paid for from
correct.
This.
Yes.
So that we've got
correct.
Coverage on that end of.
Yep. We're double covered. All right. So any questions or discussions on the state surplus grant money discussion? There being none. All right. The next item on the budget committee was ballpark maintenance bid. Guys, the park board met earlier today, and Mr. Powell and the Glenn Edison, the secretary, left me the paperwork here. And Keith, if you want, I will read kind of the summary here. So on April 20th today at 12 o'clock. From the meeting of the ballpark committee, Hudson Landscape has been recommended to be awarded a 3-year maintenance contract for Griswold Park located on West Valley Road, John Birch Road. And I'll kind of go through the meeting notes here, guys. There was actually two official bids that were opened at that point. So I'll just read verbatim the meeting minutes from the park board meeting. On Monday, April 20th, 2020, the Squatch County Park Board met in open meeting to discuss bids for the upcoming 3 years contract for park maintenance. The following bids were submitted to the board. Hudson Landscaping, a full total of $88,500 for 3 years at an annual cost of $29,500 per year, or a monthly cost of $2,450. The second bid was R&A Property Maintenance. Their total bid was $84,600 for 3 years, for an annual cost of $28,200, or a monthly cost of $2,350. The board, after the two bidders were dismissed, discussed the two bids and went with the higher bid because of quality work that Hudson, who is currently doing the park maintenance, is doing. It was their desire to continue with the quality work that they have received and to continue to receive from Hudson. Board members present were Chairman Paul Powell, County Commissioner Jeff Barger, board members Joyce Dodson, Stephen Billingsley, and Glenn Edison. The vote was unanimous with one abstain, which is Board Member Billingsley. Billingsley abstained because he is related to one of the two bidders. The report was prepared by Glenn Edison, Secretary of the Squatchy County Park Board. So from the Park Board, their recommendation was to go with Hudson Landscape. And for those of you that was probably lulled to sleep by my reading, Hudson Landscape, for the three-year contract, the total was $88,500. From R&A Property Maintenance, that total was $84,600. It's roughly a difference of about $3,900 over the 3 years. But in the discussion with the Park Board, the quality of work, both of these gentlemen have had the Park Board maintenance contract at different times. R&A had it prior to Hudson having it, and Hudson has had it the last 2 years. And in the discussions, the Park Board felt like that the quality of work that Hudson was given would outweigh the $3,900 difference in the bids. And that was the Park Board's recommendation that we go with Hudson.
I make a motion.
All right. I have a motion from Jimbo to follow the Park Board recommendation and go with Hudson Landscape.
Yes, sir.
Jimbo made the motion. Who was the second?
Terry.
Terry. All right. Is there discussions or questions?
Yes, I'd like to ask a question to the Park Board. You know, we appropriated money to get those bleacher stuff fixed with nails sticking up and bolts sticking up, and the board's been over and bowed. What transpired with the money that we appropriated to do that with, and what have we done to try to correct them issues the last 2 years?
As far as I know, that money's still there.
Well, yeah, but we still got bleachers over there that kids could get hurt. It's a real danger to them.
There has been some bleachers removed from the board, and the board is actually looking. They are going through surplus areas. There's different surplus areas that we could get bleachers to replace them.
We got almost involved in it. And, you know, I could have went down and boarded myself and put them myself, you know, in that limited time, you know. Cause,
no, agreed.
And, you know, I think it's really ridiculous to go 2 year and the kid's in danger that way. I don't care who. It's not right for the kids. So I'd like for the chairman, whoever it is, to go up there and do their jobs and stand up and not sit down and let the kids suffer because they're not done their jobs.
Duly noted. Any other comments or questions? There being none, I have a motion and a second to go with the Park Board's recommendation that Hudson Landscape be awarded the 3-year maintenance contract for Griswold Park. Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Mr. Shell?
Yes.
Bobby Sherman?
Yes.
Jimbo Breland?
Yes.
Tony Land?
Yes.
Jeff Barger?
Yes.
Harry Dishman?
Yes.
Ray Hobbs?
Yes.
Tommy Johnson?
Yes.
Tom Manero.
I have a professional conflict with both clients, so I have to abstain.
So, motion carries. All right. The next item on the agenda, and you guys may have to help me with this one, inmate communication vendor contract, 48-month term.
I'm going to have the sheriff come up and explain this one. This is actually no new money. It's simply a term issue. It's a contract for 48 months. Therefore, we're bringing it to the budget committee.
Okay.
This is the video visitation that we started discussing about a little over a year ago. This is how long it's taken to get to this point. If you have the paper there in front of you that I prepared, it's got the percentages on it. If you look down at the bottom, Securus is the current company that we have. And the percentages that you see in each column are the percentages that you get back from those fees. The last column would be the monthly cost that they're going to actually take out of our portion of the commission. Now, the equipment that is going to be provided by all three of the companies, those costs are included. But you can see that the company that we currently have was going to basically give us 60% of the phone commission. We were going to get nothing on the video visitation. We were going to get 20% on the e-message and zero on the media. But then we were going to have to turn around and fund them back $568 a month out of that. So then you go up to number two, smart communication. When we put these out, they were going to give us 100% of the phone, but then you can see we were going to get nothing else across the board. And then you look at the first one, CTC, which we were going to get 60% of the phone and then 25% of everything else. My opinion, 25% of a dollar is better than, zero percent of $1 million. So, we're getting a little bit commission return back on everything with the first company.
And is that your recommendation?
That is my recommendation, yes. Obviously at zero cost and them gonna provide all, so there's no upfront money. They're providing everything.
For a term of 48 months.
For a term of 48 months.
48 months.
This bid.
Is this the sole source or was this bid, Sheriff?
What we did is Tommy White, and I'll say it because he's sitting here, he put out basically what we were looking to do and what we were looking at, and we didn't really go as far as putting the RFP out. We just put out basically the current companies. We put out to what we were looking to do, and this is where it came from. Now, I will say this. Securus, after all the proposals were returned back, within probably, Tommy, about 3 weeks ago, Securus called Tommy back and said that they would waive that $568. However, that still leaves you at 0% on the video visitation and the media.
So it's so zero money.
That you're going to get
zero
back.
Zero money, but it's not costing us anything.
No, it's not costing you anything, but you need to look at the percentages that you're going to get back. The paper you have in your hand, it's a revenue. Yes.
It's a revenue.
Well, we didn't bid.
Yep.
And what's your recommendation, Sheriff? What company?
Well, my recommendation would be for CTC. That's the one that's going to give you the largest percentages of return on what's used.
So, does this committee need? Does there need to be action? We need a motion and a second.
To approve
the contract with CTC. Okay.
At zero cost for 48 months.
All right. So, guys, I'll need a motion and a second. And
I'll make a motion.
All right. Motion. Was that Jimbo?
Yes, sir.
All right. And that is to go with the sheriff's recommendation of CTC?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So we're getting 25% at no monthly cost.
Yes.
Well, if you've got your paper there, you're actually getting 60% of all the phone calls, and then you're getting 25% of the video visitation, the e-messages, and the media.
Yeah, that's the logical one to take.
Yep. So I have a motion from Jimbo. I need a second.
I'll second it, Terry.
Terry, okay. Any other questions or comments? There being none, Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Yes.
Bobby Sherman?
Yes.
James Freeman?
Yes.
Ronnie?
Yes.
Jeff Barger?
Yes.
Terry Dishman?
Yes.
Ray Hobbs?
Yes.
Okay.
Tommy Johnson?
Yes.
All right. Okay, and we only got a couple more items. Basically, the 2020-2021 budget preparation discussion. I'll yield the floor to Mr. Cartwright here in just a second, but just to remind everybody, it is getting budget time, and we will have a schedule of when to start meeting and things like that. Mr. Cartwright and I have already talked a lot with some of the department heads and stuff, so I'll yield the floor to Mr. Cartwright and let him give everybody kind of an update.
Our first scheduled meeting was May the 4th to get together to speak about the budget. We may or may not be able to do that depending on what the governor releases. I will say this, that CTASC has jumped in and helping us with a lot of suggestions on what we should or should not do. I do know that we'll have to adjust our sales tax revenue for next year. We're thinking that'll be off some 15 to 20%. They recommend that we leave our collection rate the same. I've been in discussion with that. We were fortunate in receiving almost 90% of our property tax revenue prior to COVID-19. So we're fortunate in doing that. But I will be following the CTAS lead. We've gotten 98% of everyone's budget. I think there's one department head that has not turned their budget in yet. We'll be going through those. I've encouraged each elected official and department head to keep expenses what they were last year, if not reduced any. Revenue could be an issue next year. We're looking into all that and following the lead of the comptroller's office. Our growth is our growth. That's our growth. Pete Swalford is here tonight. We talked earlier today about growth. James has gotten something from the comptroller, which is going to dampen, so to speak, our growth, Pete, based on a reduction in our rate. But we'll see how that shakes out. James is supposed to have me a figure before May the 4th. I will bring that forward to you guys. But right now, we'll stick with our budget schedule, try to see if that works. But it's kind of day-to-day here on when we can meet and how we can meet, those sort of things. It's a struggle tonight. And let me tell you why we met at 6:30 while I've got you. We were on a time schedule. When these agendas went out, we had only an hour through Bledsoe telephone for both meetings. So we decided to do the 6:30 through 7:30 since all these dynamics went out. They found a way to do an additional hour for us. So I apologize for going over, but we need to be thorough, and I want to make sure everybody hears what's going on. And I will say at this time, if you don't understand anything that you get, please call. I can come to you. You can see Tom or myself or Jeff. We're pretty much together each day, not at the same time, separate, Jennifer. Jennifer's around, but I will encourage you to do that. And I've spoke with most of
And the only thing I would add to that, guys, is Keith and I have talked, and he's talked to Tom, too, is recommendation to all the departments has been basically we're going to kind of hold the budget to what it was last year. Meaning that, you know, there's certain raises that the sheriff may have to apply because they're on that schedule and stuff like that. But outside of what we have to do, we're holding the budget down. That's been our recommendation to all the different departments. We'll see the numbers when they come in, see what they are. But because, you know, this is I've never been through a time like this when we've shut the economy down. So we really don't know. We're gonna make a really good swag at this budget this year. We'll have to really watch them really close.
In your packets, I'm going to move forward, Jeff, if
okay.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
You're talking about the revolving loan fund. I hit Beth Jones up when all this started. We've got a lot of unemployed small businesses that are not doing well here. We have a balance of $82,269.12. Should have been in your packet. That's our balance. With those monies, we're able to help certain small businesses, certain folks that need a roof. Now, it's a blind situation. We simply do not take applications. I've got a sample application in your file, but those applications go to the development district. They're filled out. They're vetted. They make a distinction. John Barker's on the board. Andy
Billingsley's
on the board. They'll have to be vetted through. We have that $80,000, and my recommendation is that we split that money, give back to the small businesses here in our county. It's a blind thing. I won't have anything to do with it. You won't. It comes to the development district and their board, their disbursement board, and that's how it'll work. Now, you've seen the application, and I simply need a recommendation or a motion to allow those funds in the revolving loan fund to be dispersed within our county only to qualified
small business
applicants.
Yep.
Small business folks, and that we can do this for our county folks, our taxpayers. Now, a brief application's in here. Again, I can give you an application if you've got, if you guys have got a small business in your community. I can give you this application. You can hand deliver it to those folks. Fill this out. Get it down to my office or get it to Beth's office. But she'll send a runner over to come and get it, and they'll process the applications from there. So I highly recommend we use these monies to help our local small businesses. Any questions before we get a motion?
Yes, is this this is not a loan. This is just
it is not a loan.
Funds, those funds,
oh,
okay.
It's a grant.
Okay.
$2,000 to $5,000. There could be, there will be more than five. They will be. It potentially could help for 40 small businesses. You know, if we use the 2,000 increment.
I make a motion.
Who was that?
Land.
Land?
I'll second.
Chester? Chester second. All right. You was going to say something, Chester.
Well, when you were talking first, start with, I was wondering, how our tax is looking next year. Is it going to stay pretty level, or do you think anticipate us having a tax hike? Or do we even really know?
No tax increase.
That's
what I was wondering.
Any other discussion?
Any other discussion? I got a motion and a second to, and Keith said it well. I can't memorize how you said it, but to move this 82,000.
I think rounded off at whatever. If somebody wants to make a motion to do the 82,000, it'll be rounded down. That collects. On that, so it will accrue faster.
All right.
I mean, it'll
82,000. Well, to make it round and easy, I'll say 80,000. A motion to move $80,000 out of the revolving loan fund money to.
We'll actually go into a foundation.
To the foundation for grants
district.
For small businesses.
That's right.
For Sequatchie County only. That sounds good. All right, guys, I have a motion and a second. Any other questions, comments? There being none, Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Esther Shield?
Yes.
Bobby Sherman?
Yes.
Jimbo Breland?
Yes.
Tony Lane?
Yes.
Yes.
Terry Dishman?
Yes.
Ray Hobbs?
Yes.
Tommy Johnson?
Yes.
Tom Nero?
Yes.
All right. And, guys, that is the end of our agenda. We went a little longer than 30 minutes, but that is all we have. And, County Executive, you do have time for an update.
Well, the County Executive is going to pass on that because I'll give you an update at the commission meeting. Guys, I think we have adjourned. Have we not, Chairman of the Budget Committee?
Yes.
We want to roll right into the commission, if everybody's okay. Doesn't have to. We have Jennifer in our presence tonight, and I would like for Jennifer to come forward and kind of read us from the Governor Lee's proclamation, Executive Order 16, on how and why we're voting tonight. Bring us up to speed quickly, please.
Can we get a roll call before we do that? This is Bill.
Yeah, we're going to let Jennifer give us the layout. They will do all that. Yeah.
Okay, guys. So Governor Lee issued Executive Order Number 16. You know, he's issued several orders. This is on March the 12th, where he declared a state of emergency, and then March the 19th, he did an Executive Order to extend the state of emergency, and then he did this. Executive Order 16, where he's talking about that we can hold meetings, and he's basically changing what I call the Sunshine Law so that we can have meetings via electronic means, and it basically says all governing body meetings conducted by electronic means under this order shall remain open and accessible to the public, attendance by electronic means as follows. Each governing body must make reasonable efforts to ensure that the public access to the meeting via electronic means is live access. If the governing body cannot provide live public access, despite reasonable efforts, the governing body must make a clear audio or video recording of the meeting available to the public as soon as practicable following the meeting and no event more than 2 business days after the meeting. Does it in any way limit existing quorum, meeting notices, or voting requirements under the law? The governing bodies are urged to provide public with clear notice of the meeting agenda and how the public can access the meeting electronically at the time and place. And so, you know, obviously the agenda was in the Tribune and it's been provided as it is every time we have a meeting. I believe we have Jeremy Charlotte is here and she's taking the meeting down. And then we have here. Mr. White is going to make sure that it's accessible to the public within the 2 business day requirement. So that's what we're here for, or that's what he's here for, and they're going to take care of all that. If anybody has any questions, I'll be glad to try to answer them.
All right.
Thank you, Counselor.
Thank you.
Now, I will now call the quarterly meeting being held remotely tonight, April the 20th, to order. This is via teleconference. Governor's Executive 16 in response to COVID-19. Now, the first thing we have, and we're going to stand here, and I will do the invocation tonight. I ask Mr. Shell lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'll do the welcome. Everybody stand, and let me bless the meeting first. Father in heaven, thank you for this group. Thank you for the business that we're undertaking. System and all decisions we make. Remember that we are a citizenry counting on us. Again, bless us, keep us and direct things. Amen. Mr. Schiff. Amen.
Bless the flag of the United States
of America. To the Republic by which it stands. One nation. Under God. Indivisible. Liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. Welcome. I will remind everyone every vote we take will be a roll call. Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Yes. Gary Williams.
Here.
Bobby Sherman.
Bobby Sherman.
Jimbo.
Yes.
Bill Hatfield.
Here.
Roy Land.
Yes.
Philip Johnson.
Here.
Jeff Barger.
Here.
Paul Powell.
Here.
David Cartwright.
Here.
Terry Dishman.
Here.
Ray Hobbs.
Here.
Quint Hoos.
Here.
David Hudson.
Here.
Tommy Johnson.
Here.
Here. Okay, we have a quorum. In your packets, you should have received. You should have reviewed those. I'll entertain a motion to approve those said minutes.
So moved.
We have a motion from Mr. Mackey. Do I hear a second? Mr. Powell.
Second.
Mr. Powell. All in favor of those minutes, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Ron Ruling.
Yes.
Bobby Sherman. James Whelan.
Yes.
Bill Hatfield.
Yes.
Tony Land.
Yes.
Lois Johnson.
Yes.
Jeff Barger.
Yes.
Paul Powell.
Yes.
David Cartwright.
Yes.
Terry Dishman.
Yes.
Ray Hobbs.
Yes.
David
Hudson?
Yes.
Tony Johnson?
Yes.
Tom DeNiro?
Yes.
Jeff Matthews?
Yes.
Bobby Sherman's here. My phone got cut off.
All right.
Welcome back, Bobby.
Welcome back, Bobby.
The approval of the minutes hereby pass in my possession that we will make part of the minutes is Larry Lockhart's trustee reports for the last 3 months. They're here. The county cash flow statements are here. We will present those, Madam Clerk. I present those hereby to you, Madam Clerk. Okay, Pete Swarford, you're here with us, Director of Schools. We have your report. I have your report in front of me. Count, sir, come to the speaker, if you would, and give us the good word, because kind of expand on where you're at, and I know you're not going to school again this year, I guess. Well, you will later, hopefully, so.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commission members. You received the summary, our third quarter summary, and I would entertain any questions if you have any on that summary that was mailed to you.
Just a note, Director of Schools, it appears everything, there's a couple things over percentage, but those will be in amendments, I'm sure, the one at 200%. I'm sure that...
interest earned?
Yes. Yeah. Which is not a bad thing, but I know we'll...
Those are not expenditures, though. Those are...
Yeah, those are the revenues.
Yeah,
but,
revenues.
But you'll still have to do an amendment on those, will you not?
I don't believe it.
They might have signed it, don't they, Johnson? Yeah, those are good things, like I said, on that revenue side. But it looks like all the expenditures are in line. I know the 91 is, but it all looks good, and I commend you on the good job that you guys are doing.
Thank you, sir. We did get our BEP estimate on Friday, which is our state allocation. This year we're budgeted at $13,293,000. Next year we will be $61,000 below that estimate. We're down about 53 students from last year. We talked about our falling enrollment. So we know we're going to have at least one teaching position that will probably be eliminated. We've not taken these numbers that we just got Friday, obviously, to the board yet. So we have... learned from the governor that the original estimate that he gave us for budget numbers, they've reduced that number statewide and taken out any new items in the budget, the early literacy movement, the, you know, just anything that was new in the budget, he's taken out, and it was passed before they recessed. Of course, they could come back in June and take any action to change that, but right now we know that our budget's going to be pretty lean of course, we're not going to. I don't believe anyone has the any. I've never heard. I've not heard any discussion about asking for a tax increase. If there is growth money, we would certainly appreciate that. We've also been notified in the BEP, even though our funds are being reduced by $61,000 from, like I say, that's on $13,300,000 almost, that we have to increase teacher pay by about $115,000. So we're going to have to do some creative things to try and to squeeze that money out. We also, if you got any questions about that, I'd be glad to answer them. We started out last fall, talking about a 2.5% increase, a salary increase for our teachers, and 30 cents for our parapros, 30 cents an hour. And we've certainly had to take a new look at that. We've told board members, and they concurred in informal discussions with each that that would be a necessary thing to reduce that number. But so we're going to do what we have to do to balance our budget. CARES Act, you've been talking about your countywide COVID money. We were informed this week that our portion of that for the schools is just over $565,000. And that is one-time money, can't be used for recurring expenses, and we'll have to have a conversation about what we use that money for. The state and the federal are encouraging technology and distance learning capabilities to increase those, and certainly makes sense to do that. And so we'll have that discussion next Tuesday, I'm sure, in our working session. The Griffith School renovation is still on track. We will actually listen to our architect tomorrow night, go over plans for that renovation, which should start this summer. The money for that renovation is already set aside to pay for the entire project, and so we are moving on with that renovation project. We're very close to putting that out for bid. So we expect to get started with construction this summer. And so I've entertained questions on those or any other questions that you might have.
Pete, looking at the budget schedule, I know I talked with you and Sherry this morning, but we can get this done. It's just going to take a concerted effort, I know, to get a timely budget in. I don't know that we'll get it done like we wanted to do before July 1, but we certainly, that was our goal, I know.
Ours is, I don't want to speak for the board. They've not gathered and voted, but we don't have much wiggle room. We're just need to hear a number from you, from the commission about
the penny.
What the penny is, and then we'll calculate our portion, and then we'll make the numbers work. And that's what we've got to do. But we're certainly going to have to adjust downward from where we were, and I think everybody's in the same situation. But luckily, we're in a place when it comes to capital projects. Got the money in reserve to pay for the project that we've got planned, so that's a bonus. And plus, our sales tax is not tied up really in a lot of recurring expenses. It's more into capital projects.
It's good planning.
So, and you kind of answered it. That was the one question I was going to ask. Was and I assumed that it was already allocated money, the renovations and stuff, so that's kind of on track on what we're going to do. Is there, I'm assuming you want to have the building ready when school starts back up next fall. But.
Well, actually, we won't. We're going to go in phases. We're going to, first of all, we will take up all of the asbestos in the building. There's still asbestos in that building, and abate the asbestos, put down new floor tile, and redo the bathrooms. That's the first stage. And then we'll build a wall in one hall, and we will actually close down about 8 or 10 classrooms and move people around and renovate one section of the building, open it up, and move folks back into that, and then shut down another portion of the building. So we'll go in phases. But the first phase would be asbestos, flooring, and also bathrooms. The 1963 bathrooms will be totally torn out and start over. That's this summer.
Okay.
Hopefully it will be finished before school starts in a year. And then, all of 21. So, and then the CARES money, I know you were talking about your federal money earlier. Our CARES money has to be spent by June 30th of 2021.
Ours too.
So it's 2021, June 30th. We can spend up to 20% before July the 1st of this year, and we must have at least 80% in the next fiscal year. So we can spread it over 2 fiscal years, but it's got to be done by June 30th of 2021.
We're on the same guidelines, Coach.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you, Coach. We appreciate it. Just a quick analysis. Through 75% of their budget on March 31st, they have received 81% of their revenue and 57.1% of their expenditures. Like a well-oiled machine, I commend you, sir.
Well, and part of that expenditure, we unload our salaries and pay folks 3 months' worth in June to make up for July and August. So it is a little front-loaded on.
Let me compliment you.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, sir.
Okay, Sheriff. Am I too loud?
No, you're
fine.
No comment.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner, do you have my packets here for January, February, March?
I see our arrests are going down.
Well, our arrests, if you look at them totally over each month, if you go back to last year at the same time, the numbers are actually not that different. What happened since you brought that up, Mr. Mackey, I'd like to address at this point, address publicly that we have not turnkeyed and let people out of jail. That's not what happened with this COVID-19 crisis. I understand I get phone calls every day. I know that the county executive does, and I'm sure some of you commissioners are. But what happened when the crisis came out was that the 3 circuit court judges that we have got together and they set a set of guidelines that allowed for basically the release from the jail of people who would normally have been sitting there awaiting either arraignment or preliminary hearings. So what that did, out of my jail population on that day, that affected 13 of my inmates. They were released on a preset bond. I won't get too much into violating people's civil rights, but it did not violate the 10-day rule on arraignment, and it did not violate the 30-day preliminary hearing if requested. So all those guidelines are still in place, but what it did is it set a preset bond to allow certain misdemeanor and certain felony inmates who were nonviolent out of jail on the front side. That was, like I said, that was 13 people out of what my population was of almost 90 that day. As of today, our population is still running anywhere from, I fluctuate anywhere from 75 to 90 since this has been going on. So that's where we're at.
How are you testing your prisoners? Are you testing them for that virus? Or?
When the inmates come in, they're being pre-screened by the nurse when they come in. Everyone who comes in new gets segregated. They get put, they get held in either booking or they get held into medical. They're there for 14 days. If they're staying longer than 14 days, then they're basically quarantined into those areas for 14 days before they ever go back into general population. So no one's going into general population that's not been there at least 14 days.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on, going to 911. Winfred, give us an update.
I don't want to put out about that is, like I said, we're working daily on this. There's guidelines. There is a task force that we meet twice a week. We have a state call that we sit in on, and if not, we push out to all the different departments that need it. The ones that's sitting on that list is Keith Cartwright, Mayor Dwayne Land, Coley Swarner, Pete Swofford, Randy Phillips, Lieutenant John Harmon of the Highway Patrol, Brian Ruley, Gary Farley, the Puckett EMS, Eric Higgins, our road superintendent, Charlene Nerley, Jennifer Howard, Norman Hatfield, Randy Reynolds, myself, and we also have our food bank, and I'm not going to attempt to say his last name, but Fred O.
Oberkirkers.
And then Arthur also comes in on that to give us updates on any kind of animal issues or anything like that that's going on. And then we talk with Larry Lockhart daily on that. He does most of that because of the budgets and things. And I guess I want to kind of get all of y'all too, also to let them know, we're running an ELC phone line from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday, to answer any questions. And that is ran by our veterans. They stepped up, and they are running three-hour shifts each day. And those are the guys that's taking the phone calls, logging all the information, and then we take that daily and break it down. So,
how many phone calls would you say you field up at the EOC?
Well, last week they were averaging somewhere around about 80 to 100 a day. In a six-hour period.
Now, folks, let me say this. Our office receives about 150 emails and phone calls a day. It would be much more if it wasn't for the 949-5222 number. So they have helped in that, alleviating some of that. So I really appreciate the veterans stepping up and what's going on up there.
Well, they took a load off the 911 dispatchers where they can do more emergency calls and things like that instead of these admin-type calls.
And I will add to that I've been up there at the building, and even after hours, that phone continues to ring. That phone rings off the hook. They wear it, especially once that number got out.
Bledsoe Telephone has provided us with phone lines up there. They've also provided us with our internet for the EOC building at no charge to the county. So they're taking care of that for us. They put all that in for us.
Squatchville Electric's also provided night lighting up there for the parking lots. We're good till July the 1st on that. So
county and city are patrolling it nightly.
Yep.
Keep an eye on it.
Okay. Hey, Andrew Johnson, are you there? I want to get you to give me an update on the IDB. Give us an update.
Yes, sir. I'm there.
Bring us up.
All right. So we last met for our second meeting at the end of February. I believe it was on the 27th, and we had a really good meeting. Had Mr. James Condra with us, giving us some updates on growth for our county, and gave us some good information for each of our board members to chew on and to think about. And we also had Beth Jones and her group there with us, and they presented to us a property evaluation packet, gave us some opportunities to look through that, gave us six potential properties that they believe would be beneficial to us moving forward to look into purchasing if we don't already own them, or trying to offer them to interested parties that may want to move into Sequatchie County. So that would be a good asset for us in the future to look into purchasing some of these properties if we don't own them or use them in some way. And I know our group, the board, is looking to meet again in the near future and and look to make a proposal to bring to you all the commission at some point in the future of doing something with some of these properties.
Any questions for Andrew? Thank you, Mr. Johnson. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, folks, moving right into new business. Have I missed anybody that's here with the commission? Nisha, are you saying something?
Keith, this is Eric Higgins. I'm on the phone if y'all have any questions for me.
I'm sorry, I missed you, Eric. Yes, give us an update, sir.
Well, basically all we're working on is storm damage, trees. We've got several roads that we're cutting to or partially cutting to. We've got most of those fixed. We're preparing our budget for next year based on the information I'm getting from Nashville, which is a 30 to 50% reduction for the next few months. And it'll be mostly, my budget will be mostly a maintenance type budget.
I'm with you, Eric. And I don't know if you were online earlier with us, but we talked about the monies we're getting from the state, and I think we spoke with you about that, Tom Bonero and I did, and I think it's we're going to encourage the commission to at least give 50% to our highway department, possibly more.
Okay.
You guys, I appreciate it. I know you had a bad break out there on your mountain, Chester, with part of the road washing away, and it was an awful-looking thing, very dangerous, but you got that repaired quickly. And
well, Barker, that's the Barker Camp Road, and the water company, that's happened. I think this is the third time it's right there because of the way they put that water line across the pipes, and the water company is going to move that water line. As soon as they get it moved, we're going to go out there and repair it so it won't do that again.
Okay. Can I see? Eric, I did go over and look at, and I seen what you're talking about, where they did it wall up, and I think you had the right idea when you went the way you went. But what happened to that deal on the Bledsoe County line? Did they join in with us on that deal, or what happened?
Okay, that's a Bledsoe County washout that they're having to fix. I had a pipe. I went out there that night at midnight when that happened, and looked at it, and I want to say it's, what, maybe 100 yards inside of Bledsoe County, roughly.
Oh, yeah.
And he did not have a pipe. That's an 8-foot diameter pipe. I've got one on the yard, but he was wanting to use one a little bit longer. The one I got would probably get the road back open, but I think he's wanting to get one long enough where it's not so steep on the sides. I've not heard back from him. I showed it to him the other day in case he needed it.
Well, I talked it yesterday afternoon, and seems like to me he's got in pretty good shape. It's looking good.
So, yeah, I've not been back out there. I've been focusing on my own problems.
Thank you.
I've got one guy that told me today he's retiring. So, he's gonna be sorely missed when he leaves. He's a good one.
Right, we appreciate you, Eric.
I'm sure you're aware of it because I did see the markers up there, but there's it's not gone yet, but there's a wash on Hudlow Loop that's not looking too promising.
It's fixed already.
Oh, has it? Did you get it fixed today?
We fixed it today, and we took it on down the channel just a little bit to try to protect that power pole that was looking kind of grim down there.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, and Keith, I appreciate y'all helping us out with the monies that we talked about earlier, because I was planning on doing a lot of paving this year, and that, you know, and this COVID thing has kind of put a hurt on us, but that'll really help. And between that and my state aid money, I've got a few roads I'm going to get with state aid money this year, and that'll at least let us start making some headway on some of this stuff.
Very good.
I appreciate what y'all are doing for me. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Eric.
Thank you.
Okay, moving over to new business. First on the docket here, Equalization Board appointment for 20 and 21. Now, in your package, you would have received a list of new member being districts. Kim, everybody else stays the same, but you have the list. I'll let a motion to approve said list.
Make a motion.
I have a motion from Tommy Johnson. I have a second from Mr. Powell. Any discussion, questions? If none, roll call, madam.
Mayor Williams?
Yes.
Tyler Ruling?
Yes.
Bobby Sherman?
Yes.
Timbo Breland?
Yes.
Bill Hatfield?
Yes.
Donnie Land?
Yes.
Doris Dodson?
Yes.
Jeff Barger?
Yes.
Kyle Powell? David Cartwright?
Yes.
Terry Dishman?
Yes.
Clay Hobbs?
Yes.
Clint Hoon?
Yes.
Yes.
Clint, you here?
Yes, he said yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Thank you. Tommy Johnson?
Yes.
Tom Manero?
Yes.
And Jeff Mackey?
Yes. Motion passed. It's okay. Moving next to Resolution 740, the OSHA program plan. Every 7 years we update this plan. And this is a resolution stating that we will update it. Brenda and I have been working on it with Winfred, and we're working on this, and we will present the plan probably at our meeting in July. It's just due sometime this year, but we need to do the resolution effective now. It's done in March, but we will do it now. So I'll entertain a motion to approve the resolution stating that we will provide safety equipment, those sort of things for workers and training.
So moved.
I have a motion for Mr. Barker, a second for Mr. Shell. Any discussion?
Yes,
Mr. Shell.
On the ocean and stuff for procedures in the county, since it pertains to labor, we're not having a labor force to where these taxpayers can not just kind of hire one.
I believe that every person that works for the county now pays taxes.
Yeah, but I think it, the people in the outskirts, these mountains and valleys and everywhere else stuff, let them have a chance. These people qualified for all kind of stuff that could save us several dollars in this county. If we just run an ad and hire in a professional manner to run as a business, is what I'm saying. Because ever in Chattanooga, Randy Burke, I discussed that with him. He talked about how the labor force that they had one time was something similar to ours, and they end up getting in trouble because of it. And we don't need to do that, Keith. We need to, put in a paper and stuff and give everybody, every qualified person in Squatch County a chance to get a good job.
Well, each elected official does their own hiring. My specific office, the personnel committee, does my hiring for me. Well,
who is the committee?
It's named in your packet. We appoint that at the first of the year. I think, Tommy, you may be chair of that.
Well, I still feel
that's not for all of it, but that depends on the elected official. We're a general law county. We have the ability to do those things and hire. But I can certainly tell you, I don't know that we've got one non-paying employee in our county.
Well, I ain't worried about non-paying employee. I'm saying if we're as elected official by your constituents in all this county, I mean, I think it's duty, our job, to give them a chance as elected official. But when we go ask them to vote for us as their constituents, now, we don't tell them, oh, we're doing here if we want to. Now, Keith, that's not right. I think every constituent in this county should have the same right that you or any other elected official can say, if I'm Horace and Mark, it's Horace still here because I know his man. I think it's wrong. I just don't think it's right to think your officials, to the people in the constituents in the county.
Well, it's
probably
right to the job. But
we'll have a job right here. You're right. Yeah. If you agree with it, it's all right. But people in the county don't see it the same way.
Well, a lot of them do.
They're telling me a different story.
2,800 voted for me.
Well, they may not do it again, Keith.
Hey, what's this got to do with the resolution that we're doing right now, Chester?
Okay, moving forward. Roll call, Madam Clerk.
Yes, sir. Chester Shell?
Yes.
Barry Williams?
Yes.
Ron Lillen?
Yes.
Bobby Sherman?
Yes.
Jimbo Breland?
Yes.
Bill Hatfield?
Yes, ma'am.
Roy Land?
Yes.
Doris Dodson?
Yes.
Jeff Barger?
Yes.
Kyle Powell?
Jane Chandler.
Yes. David Cartwright?
Yes.
Ray Nishman?
Yes.
Ray Hobbs?
Yes.
Ray Hood?
Yes.
Ray Harrison?
Yes.
Tommy Johnson?
Yes.
Tom Manero?
Yes.
And Jeff Mackey?
Yep. Okay, motion passes. Okay, up next we have the 911 road names, Meadow Fell Lane and Kegel Bluff Drive. Mr. Winfrey.
Yes, those two have been approved by our 911 center. Those are not county roads. Those are just naming for private roads. They all understand if they want that to be a county road, they have to go through. Eric King is in our road department, but this is just for addressing purposes only. The lane will be on Lewis Chapel. It's out there around where Zachary Barker and him out in that area. And then the Kegel Bluff Drive, that will be coming off Douglas Lane on top of Kegel Mountain. As soon as you get the top, turn right on Douglas, and that'll be going back off into that area.
I'll entertain a motion to accept. Have a motion from Mr. Powell. A second from Tom Bonero. Any further discussion or questions? If none, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Chester Shields?
Yes.
Gary Williams?
Yes.
Bobby Sherman?
Yes.
Will Brayman?
Yes.
Will Hatfield?
Yes.
Roy Land?
Yes.
George Johnson?
Yes.
Jeff Barger?
Yes.
Paul Powell?
Yes.
Daniel Cartwright?
Yes.
Ray Dishman?
Yes.
Ray Hobbs?
Yes.
Clint Hood?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Tommy Johnson?
Yes.
Tom Manero?
Yes.
And Jeff Mackey?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Okay, up next is the litter grant. The talking point, I just want to make an announcement. Typically, every year during this meeting, we do a resolution on that virus. We will waive that. That has been waived, that requirement. I have a letter from T.O.I. here. Mike McClanahan tells me that we won't have to do that this year. It's still in play. We still have to do a resolution. Mr. Johnson.
Budget. Sorry.
Thank you. Let me back up just a moment because it is
action
time. Mr. Barger, Budget Committee.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, the Budget Committee did meet this evening at 6:30 to cover some issues. And I'll go over the items that we covered. So, on the first item, it came as a recommendation from the Budget Committee, and this is a recommendation, that we transfer from Budget Code 101-39,000 fund balance a sum total of $50,000, transferring that to 54,490,499 EMA other supplies and materials, that same amount, $50,000. And that was a recommendation from the budget.
Heard the recommendation. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Have a second from Mr. Brian Ruland. Any questions? If none, Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Chester Shields?
Yes.
Gary Williams?
Yes.
Brian Ruland?
Yes.
Bobby Sherman?
Yes.
Jim O'Brien?
Yes.
Will Hatfield?
Yes.
Roy Land?
Yes.
Phyllis Dodson?
Yes.
Jeff Barger?
Yes.
Paul Powell?
Yes.
David Cartwright?
Yes.
Terry Dishman?
Yes.
Ray Hobbs?
Yes.
Clint Hood?
Yes.
Evan Hudson?
Yes.
Tommy Johnson?
Yes.
Tom Bonero?
Yes.
Jeff Mackey?
Yes.
All right.
Motion passed.
The next item that the Budget Committee covered, and this came as a recommendation from the Budget Committee, as a motion from the Budget Committee, transfer from 101-39,000 fund balance, a sum total of $1,804.57, and that's transferring to 719 election office equipment.
Motion
and,
approved. Motion, a second. Now, any discussion? If none, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Okay. Chester Shields?
Yes.
Joe Williams?
Yes.
Bob Rulon?
Yes.
Bob Sherman?
Yes.
Jim O'Brien?
Yes.
Joe Hatfield?
Yes.
Tony Land?
Yes.
Joe Johnson?
Yes.
Jeff Barber?
Yes.
Paul Powell?
Yes.
David Cartwright?
Yes.
Terry Dishman?
Yes.
Ray Hobbs?
Yes.
Clint Hoos?
Yes.
David Hudson?
Yes.
Tommy Johnson?
Yes.
Tom DeNiro?
Yes.
And Jeff Matthews?
Yeah. Motion passes. Next.
All right. Next item that the Budget Committee had, this came as a recommendation from the Budget Committee, as a motion from the Budget Committee, transfer of Budget Code 101, $39,000, sum total of $11,166.83, transferring that to 54110338, Sheriff's Vehicle Maintenance, that same amount,
$11,166.83. Do I hear a motion to approve, Mr. Powell?
Second.
I have a second from Tom Bonero. Any discussion? If none, all in favor, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Jeffrey Shell?
Yes.
Joe Williams?
Yes.
Brian Rulon?
Yes.
Bobby Sherman?
Yes.
Jim O'Brien?
Yes.
Joe Hatfield?
Yes.
Ronnie Land?
Yes.
Joe Johnson?
Yes.
Jeff Barber?
Yes.
Paul Powell?
Yes.
David Cartwright?
Yes.
Terry Dishman?
Yes.
Ray Hobbs?
Yes.
Clint Hoos?
Yes.
David Hudson?
Yes.
Tommy Johnson?
Yes.
Tom Nero? Yes. Jeff Matthews?
Yes. Motion approved.
Okay. The next transfer that we discussed, the Budget Committee had to waive the five-day rule to discuss this. We need to do that here.
Correct. I have a motion for Mr. Johnson to waive. Do I hear a second? I have a second from David Hudson. All in favor, Madam Roll Call.
Okay, Chester Sheriff?
Now, wait, can I ask a question? Is it that $350?
No, it's to waive the five-day rule, so
we can discuss it.
Yes.
Okay. Chester Sheriff?
Yes.
Gary Williams?
Yes.
Brian Rulon?
Yes.
Bobby Sherman?
Yes.
Jim O'Brien?
Yes.
Joe Hatfield?
Yes.
Ronnie Land?
Yes.
Joe Johnson?
Yes.
Jeff Barber?
Yes.
Paul Powell?
Yes.
David Cartwright?
Yes.
Terry Dishman?
Yes.
Ray Hobbs?
Yes.
Clint Hoos?
Yes.
David Hudson?
Yes.
Tommy Johnson?
Yes.
Tom DeNiro?
Yes.
Jeff Mackey?
Yes. Motion approved.
Okay. I will discuss it. The next item that came out of the Budget Committee as a motion was to transfer up to $300,000 from Budget Code 101 into 5490-499 EMA supplies and other materials. And this came as a motion from the Budget Committee to transfer these funds to the EMA line.
Now that also is contingent. We're looking at that it's reimbursable.
Yes.
Okay. We have a motion for the budget and a second from David Hudson. Now, any discussion?
Yes.
Yes.
Since we're already so close to the budget for the next year, $1,000 real emergency for this reason, you're taking money. Why are we in such a situation? $300,000 of taxpayers' money.
Because we need the money available so we can make the motion, so we can make the purchase and not have to come back and do this. Just make the move now.
Where is the emergency
at? What you got that mask?
Yeah, well.
What you got the mask?
Well, I mean, I think we got 2 months. Yeah, you want to hurry in to get the money.
Because in the pocket, the first one there gets it.
I would say this is money we plan on spending already. Well, it's already in the budget. Let's have a chance at getting some of our money back.
Amen.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Chairman Barger, Bill Hatfield. May I ask a question, please?
Sure. Go right ahead, Bill Hatfield.
I'm kind of coming in late on this thing. I hear reimbursement. Is this 100% reimbursement from the state?
No, this is 87% reimbursement. This
comes from FEMA.
FEMA, yes.
Okay. If we do pass this, we need to move on pretty quick. When I've dealt with things like this in the past, you know, there's only so much money probably in that budget, that TIL as well, too. Sounds good to me so far. I probably will vote for it. Yep.
And some of the commissioners that might not have been on the budget committee when we were discussing this, right?
I was.
Winford had put a list together along with the sheriff. There's items on here. One of the big ticket items was $150,000 to upgrade the video surveillance, I guess is what you call it, in the jail. The jail system right now is 14 years old and is having issues. And this is an opportunity because we were going to have to budget this money and spend this money on the jail anyway. This is an opportunity to get 87% of that back going through this emergency declaration and being able to get it back through FEMA and TEMA.
Well, it's worth considering we might have less than 15% net money in it. It certainly might be worth definitely considering, because 14-year-old, and I know talking to Tommy White in the past, and I trust Tommy's judgment up there, we got a lot of antiquated electronics up there based on what I know. So that might be a good move. But I want to say this. If we do this, need to try to get whatever paperwork in and get this try to get this money back as soon as possible. The best opportunity we've got to get a reimbursement is to be in the front of the line on that.
Yes, and that's exactly why we wanted to move on this.
What else can I ask you? What else is on that list other than we're talking about $300,000? That's a hundred and whatever.
That's 150 of it. Yes, and Winford's stepping up to the mic. I can let him read them off to you.
Thank you.
Hey, what we had the big ticket items on, like you just told you, was the camera system. The other systems was to purchase two vehicles to use at the ELC to transport supplies, move barricades, carry cones, set up for traffic control measures for Tennessee Health, working with those guys. Also the purchase of some traffic cones, some tables and folding chairs as needed there, some Cat 5 programming computers, mask and filters. Those are the respirator type mask and filters, and those are basically we're trying to replace what we've already used and also get some and then a fogger system with the sanitizer that we can use to sanitize any of our county buildings or city buildings, anything like that. If we, it also gives civility if we need to set up a medical area, which is hospital beds or
if we had to go that far into it. Winford, does all of those items, are they on the list as qualifying to reimburse?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's the only way we put them on there, Bill.
So I hear you. Got my eyes crossing my T's.
Emergency. One answer I would have to that is, we're under a state of emergency right now by the governor. As we reopen, if that's lifted, a lot of the claims one issue of that. Second thing is, 80% of the items are already in our budget as we sit here today. So we're either going to spend them in 2 months, or we're going to try to put them in as reimbursement. That's where the emergency comes in for me.
I spoke with state today. He said May 1st, they're going to start lifting. You know, like the game and stuff, and this they're going to start lifting business back up. So that shows us that we won't know anything about what we got until we do start over and see what's going on.
Any comments?
We've
got a few minutes. Call for the vote. Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Mr. Sheriff? Ray Williams?
Yes.
Brian Ruling? Bobby Sherman?
Yes.
Jimbo Breland?
Yes.
Bill Hatfield?
Yes.
Yes.
Doris Johnson?
Yes.
Jeff Barger?
Yes.
Paul Powell?
Yes.
Yes. Cartwright?
Yes.
Dixon?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
David Hudson?
Yes.
Tommy Johnson?
Yes.
Tom Nero?
Yes.
And Jeff Mackey?
Yes.
We should hereby pass this. What's next, Chairman of the Budget Committee?
The other issue that the Budget Committee discussed, and we approved the recommendation. There was a recommendation from the Park Committee because the bid for the maintenance of the ballpark, it was up again. There was two bids that were opened, and the recommendation from the Park Committee was to recommend that Hudson Landscaping be awarded the contract. That was for a total of $8,500
for 3 years.
For 3 years.
Do I hear a motion? Have a motion for Mr. David Hudson. A second. Have a second from Paul Powell. Any further discussion? If none, no. All in favor, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Chester Shell?
Yes.
Harry Williams?
Yes.
Brian Rooney?
Yes.
Bobby Sherman?
Yes.
James Freeman?
Yes.
Bill Hatfield?
Yes.
Tony Land?
Yes.
Doris Johnson?
Yes.
Jeff Barger?
Yes.
Paul Powell? Yes. David Cartwright?
Yes.
Harry Dishman?
Yes.
Ray Hobbs?
Yes.
Brett Hood?
Yes.
David Hudson?
Yes.
Tommy Johnson?
Yes.
Tom Nero?
Yes.
Jim Mackey?
Yes.
Okay, motion hereby passed. What's next?
There was one other discussion. I have more discussions to go over. The sheriff had brought forth the inmate communication vendor contract. This is actually no monies. It just came as a recommendation from the budget committee that the sheriff go with his preferred pick, which was CTC. That was for a 48-month contract.
We've got a recommendation from the budget committee. Do I hear a second? I have a second from David Hudson. Any further discussion or questions? If none, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Chester Shell?
Yes.
Gary Williams?
Yes.
Brian Rooney?
Yes.
Bobby Sherman?
Yes.
Jimbo Brennan?
Yes.
Bill Hatfield?
Yes.
Tony Land?
Yes.
Doris Johnson?
Yes.
Jeff Barger?
Yes.
Paul Powell?
Yes.
David Cartwright?
Yes.
Harry Dishman?
Yes.
Ray Hobbs?
Yes.
Brett Hood?
Yes.
David Hudson?
Yes.
Tommy Johnson?
Yes.
Tom Nero?
Epstein?
Oh, okay. And Jeff Mackey?
Yes.
Okay, motion approved.
All right, the next item that the Budget Committee took action on was the revolving loan fund money to set up a grant. There's basically, and Chairman, I can yield to you, and you can kind of describe that to the rest of the.
We have $82,000 in the revolving loan fund. The motion from the Budget Committee came as to make those monies put over into a foundation that the Development District watches out for us, to give that back to our small business owners throughout the county. It's a blind trust, so to speak. We won't be able to pick who gets it. That'll be done from a picking board or a board based on banking and financial knowledge based over the Development District. They'll issue those through an application process.
And it would be anywhere from a $2,000 to a $5,000 grant.
Correct.
To small businesses.
So you've got a motion from the Budget Committee. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Have a second from Mr. Powell. Any discussion? If none, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Chester Shell?
Yes.
Gary Williams?
Yes.
Brian Leland?
Yes.
Bobby Sherman?
Yes.
Jimbo Brennan?
Yes.
Bill Hatfield?
Yes.
Ronnie Land?
Yes.
Kyle Powell?
Yes.
David Cartwright?
Yes.
Greg Dishman?
Yes.
Ray Hogg?
Yes.
Clint Hoon?
Yes.
Ted Hudson?
Yes.
Tommy Johnson?
Yes.
Tom DeNiro?
Yes.
And Jeff Maxson?
Yes.
Chairman Cartwright, can I just want to clarify the record? The prior vote for Mr. Swanner's resolution, I thought that was the ballpark resolution. I did not mean to abstain from that vote. You don't need to correct it, but I wasn't meant to abstain. My vote would have been in the affirmative, yes.
Thank you.
To finish up, the budget committee, the only other discussion that the budget committee had was we kind of touched on the 2020-2021 budget, and Mr. Cartwright kind of gave us an update. All of the departments are starting to turn in their budgets. Through our discussions, we've recommended to the departments to hold cost as low as possible. Basically, our target is using the same budget that we have this year. And we will start that process in the coming months and try to stay on target. If the governor is lifting things in the 1st of May, we can really kind of get back together and start meeting. We'll still have to maintain our distances, but we can do that.
Thank you, Mr. Barker. In your package, Resolution 7741, the support bear arms. This is on the bear arms. In your packet, I'll entertain a motion. I have Mackey to approve. A second for Mr. Shell. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, sounding a roll call for the right to bear arms.
Chester Shell?
Yes.
Aaron Williams?
Yes.
Brian Leland?
Yes.
Bobby Sherman?
Yes.
Jimbo Brennan?
Yes.
Bill Hatfield?
Yes.
Ronnie Land?
Yes.
Phyllis Johnson?
Yes.
Matt Farner?
Overwhelmingly yes.
Paul Powell?
Yes.
David Cartwright?
Yes.
Ray Dishman?
Yes.
Ray Hogg?
Yes. Yes.
David Hudson?
Yes.
Tommy Johnson?
Yes.
Tom Nero?
Yes.
Matt?
Yes. Motion passes. Moving forward, County Executive to address Commission. I've got a couple of things I want to speak on. First is the census. Listen, there's four ways to complete your census. Online, you received in the mail. Call 1-844-330-2020. Or call local number 949-5222 if you need any help. Guys, this is for health clinics, schools, roads and highways, hospitals, ERs, emergency seats we have in Congress. Very important that you fill this census out. That's all I want to say about that. Going forward, just the last thing I'll have, and then we'll do the appointment of the notaries. Speaking on the economic recovery that we're getting ready to go into. On March 16th, in an effort to mitigate the spread of COVID-19, all Sequatchie County schools were closed and the Sequatchie County offices were closed to the public along with all public meetings and gatherings. On March 20th, declared a state of emergency by authority granted by Tennessee Code Annotate 58-2-110-38-9-103. Federal, state, and local health officials determined and advised that extraordinary and immediate measures must be taken on quickly the COVID-19 spread. The above mentioned declaration put into motion the execution of emergency management plan. The Sequatchie COVID-19 task force and others have exercised the direction and control of the emergency management plan. I've directed personnel to determine utilization facilities and equipment and response activities. We've had three things that we try to protect all along. These three common things, our seniors, feeding them, the food for them, expanding testing, number two. Number three, protect first responders, PPE equipment. On March 26th, called for a safer at home directive, an essential and non-essential business list of guidelines, the main focus on limiting all movement of the home beyond what is absolutely necessary to take care of essential needs. No curfews have been mandated, or will there be? We are in a twofold storm here, folks, health and economic. We're doing what we can relative to the health and encouraging everyone to follow CDC guidelines, washing hands, social distancing, covering your mouth and nose, implementing strategies, nursing home, jail, and EMS. Our economic recovery plan is vital. We have outlined such a plan to give us a roadmap back to economic wellness and viability. I believe it is now time to begin the guarded road back to normalcy. I challenge every citizen to work together to battle this difficult enemy. These events are extended. Patients will be tested further. We will beat this thing together apart.
Can we open tomorrow?
Folks, I have in my hand an outline, a rough draft that we'll be critiquing. We will send this up the line to get approved, but it's an economic recovery plan that I'll be making public in the next couple of days. I've had a couple of the commissioners working on this with me, with Winfrey, Mayor Land, with the cities, has been helping with Norman Hatfield. So we're trying to tweak this to make sure we're doing it perfecting this. Councilor, I'll leave you a copy, and I want you to look over it tonight, or tomorrow, I'm sorry. But, guys, next up, we have the appointment of notaries. Madam Clerk.
Yes, sir, we have nine. Patricia L. Boston, Nisha N. Cartwright, James Timothy Dean, Pamela D. Graham, Adrian L. McWilliams, Karen L. Millsap, Rebecca B. Moffitt, Rhonda Leanne Real, and Corey Ryan Swanner.
You've heard the bill of fare. I'll entertain a motion to approve.
No,
have a motion for Mr. Powell.
Second.
A second for Mr. Barker. Any discussion? If not, I'll in favor say Madam Clerk, roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Robert Sherman?
Yes.
Kendall
Breland? Yes.
Bill Hatfield?
Yes.
Tony Lance?
Yes.
Paul
Stockton?
Yes.
Jeff Farber?
Yes.
Paul Brown?
Yes.
David Cartwright?
Yes.
Ray Hobbs?
Yes.
Yes.
David Hudson. Yes. Tommy Johnson. Yes. Tom Nero. Yes. And Jeff Mackey.
Yes.
Okay, I want to thank everybody for being patient tonight. We've gotten through it. Any other announcements? If none, I bid you good night, and we stand adjourned.
Thank you.